I take a sip of Hennessy and then get pissy drunk. I ain't a drinker, I'm a thinker, call it what you want. But if you turn your back, know that you just missed your chance to witness the realest shit that's ever been told to man. I found myself losing focus at a Sunday service. Embarrassed, so I start questioning God, what is my purpose? He say to live the way he did, that's all he want from me. Spread the word and witness, he rose on the first Sunday. I said alright, enthused that my Lord gave a listen. I opened my Bible and searched to be a better Christian. And this from a person that never believed in religion. But shit, my life is so fucked up, man, I can't help but give in. I'm giving testimonies to strangers I never met. Hopped on the pulpit and told them how I was truly blessed. Felt like I'm free from all my sins when the service was over. Walked out the church and got a call that my homie was murdered. And lost my faith again.
Ooh. What am I gonna do?
Gotta have.
Children of folk, that's four Hennessy and Baptist, cause Papa they don't know. Her day consists of working back and forth with babysitters. Can't find no one to watch her kids, so she pay her sister. Her baby daddy ain't bout shit, that nigga ain't bout shit. Spit this jar of milk just to cop a new outfit. She pray to God every night, hoping that he'll mature. And maybe one day his kid's something that he'll live for. Baby wanna go back to school, but she needs some help. Because it's hard trying to pay the bills when you're by yourself. She thought about credit card scams till she heard a voice that said the devil hits the lie, make a better choice. And so it's back to McDonald's and every month dealing with some crazy ass people at the county building. Look to the heavens and ask them to make a better way. They got a letter in the mail, lost her Section 8, and lost her faith again.
Ooh. What am I gonna
do?
In the 9 mm, the race killer. Packed some wires, my eyes fill up. Each day it gets more realer. Orangutans bang like gorillas. The jungle when the niggas ensue. The rats lurking, vultures circling the serpents. Cats lying through their teeth, my nigga didn't deserve it. I flirted with the ideal of caressing the steel to make karma come faster than she normally will. It's ill to see my fate try and leave me. It's so hard to get it, to get rid of it, it's easy. I'm trying to reach cloud nine, that's what my niggas about. But it never rained in California, let some pistols out. And still in my feet planted on the ground. Shadow boxing my conscience till my faith start responding. And if I get no answer, just know I tried. I should have never looked into a son's eyes. Break time, boy.
What am I gonna do?
Gotta
whenever times is hard, your mind slipping, wondering is there really a God? Knowing you shouldn't think that way and try to freeze your brain. But whenever it's pain, that feeling forever remains. We can't believe what we can't see, and reality seems stronger than prayer. Cause you tried to change your life and now you live in a wheelchair. And your son was born with cancer and he live in urgent care at the tender age of 12, and you feel that no one cares. Searching for answers, that's human nature. You ain't in the wrong, just know when you feeling that way, his spirit's in the room. I watch people I know pray and catch the Holy Ghost, and wonder why I ain't never caught that feeling before. Maybe they know I'm better, or I don't know no better. But what I do know is that he's real and he lives forever. So the next time you feel like your world's about to end, I hope you study because he's testing your faith again.
I'd rather not live like there isn't a God than die and find out there really is. Think about it.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building. You know, rolling through every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard. Oh, my tongue all tied up. Pacific Standard Time. We come to you live Me and my boy K Dizzle got his locs on, the black gloves, the black turtleneck with the black leather jacket, screaming out the back seat. You don't know us like that, fool. K Dizzle, what's good, family?
Man, everything's wonderful. Everything's wonderful, man. I even brought a brush today for those people that got their tongues all tied up and stuff. But we's here to do what we do.
Yes, indeed. Today we're discussing faith. What do you believe in? What do you have faith in? Who do you have faith in? What do you have faith in? Before we get going, I have a very important announcement. I want to make sure we're putting it out there because we're trying to make sure everybody turns out and support. I'm going to let KD handle that pertaining to the toy drive coming up and what World Movement Publishing is doing to work with that.
Wow, man, could we do this a little later on in the show because I don't got my notes in front of me.
So it's okay. This is admitting that he has come on the show unprepared. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, because I went to church and I prayed for your soul this morning. So I was a little late.
Thank you very much that you prayed for my soul, and I shall pray for yours also. Since I have it lodged into my memory banks and I don't need no paper, December the 12th, the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, World Movement Publishing is doing some work with Walden Family Services and Hawks Hoops Foundation, having a toy drive for less fortunate children. And we want to make sure all our folks in the L.A. area turn out and support the show. It's going to be a comedy show featuring a lot of acts off BET and such. And bring a toy. Come support it. You know, it's brought to you by Hawk Hoops Foundation, doing some good work with the kids, you know what I mean, that are less fortunate. And we want to make sure that this event is well supported, and we want to make sure that the kids get what they need. And come out and meet the folks from World Movement Publishing and World Movement Records. You never know who
Tony,
you might have in the building. Yeah.
Tony, they gave us some tickets to give away, too. So you can do that now. You can do it later on in the show.
Okay, there you go. We'll probably give away some tickets later on. We'll come up with a question that we got to ask of y'all or something of that nature. Hell, y'all just call in. You in the L.A. area, you want some tickets to go see a great comedy show and support some less fortunate kids. It's all to the good. But today we're discussing, where is your faith? What do you believe in, Dave? What gets you through each moment? A lot of people tend to put their faith in passes, but a lot of us tend to forget that pastors and advisors and counselors and politicians and all other measure of people are just human beings at the end of the day. So you have to be careful where you put your faith. Sometimes we put a great deal of faith in our significant others and they're not deserving of it, and we see all the telltale signs and we choose to ignore it, and that faith and that trust does not get rewarded. We have to be careful where we put our faith, ladies and gentlemen. We have to make sure that that which we believe in sustains us and nurtures us and helps us go forward. Some people believe in the almighty dollar. Something to put in.
I got a question, man. Do people really have faith anymore, period, out there?
That's a good question, K. Diddy. Well, we're going to make this a little bit more personal, K. Diddy. What do you have faith in, K. Diddy?
Wow. I don't know. Let me see. What's today? Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, it's Sunday, brother. What do you have faith in, brother?
Oh, I got faith in the fact, I got faith in me, I got faith in the fact that it is a higher power. I am a spiritual being, and I am on a destiny, a journey, a quest that's called life. And, I got faith in the fact that I'm a work in progress and that I love sardines and stuff.
You You ain't leaving out your sardines and your Vienna sausages.
No, man, because without Vienna sausages, man, you know, you just don't know finer cuisine. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up on these horse divers and things.
Absolutely. So we're getting into this faith conversation. It doesn't have to be a religious topic, because faith is a word that holds everything in. Faith is anything that you believe in. Do you believe in your children anymore? K. Diddy put the question out there earlier, do people even have a faith anymore? What do we believe in? What do we, you know, and I also want to make this announcement this week that we're going to have a new segment that we're adding to the show as of next week called Current Affairs. We're going to take 10 or 15 minutes outside and discuss current events and current affairs, things that relate to not only you, but it relates to me, it relates to all of us, because we want to make sure here on Can a Player Play, we give you a product that stimulates the mind and the soul. And today we're discussing faith. I want to start off with faith that we seem to put in human beings. You put faith into somebody to build your trust and your love and relationship with them, but all the telltale signs from the jump street, this person presented themselves as they are.
What exactly is faith? Is faith stepping out without knowing the outcome?
There's some who would say that, and there's some would say is you got to believe the only faith that you should have is that there are things out there that are far greater than us, that's for sure. But we have got to have faith in each other to have any kind of relationship. We got to have faith in our children to believe that one day they will grow up to be something. We got to have faith in the person that we're engaged in business with or a relationship with in hopes that this faith will be rewarded. But sometimes it's giving out misguidedly. We give this faith out and this trust out, stepping out on this limb without verification and identification. Now, somebody might say, well, what you talking about, Tony? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. There's absolutely no way we should be placing faith in, case in point, somebody like Mr. Pastor Eddie Long. I ain't knocking Mr. Eddie Long's hustle, but you're putting faith into a human being, too much trust into a human being, and we're all flawed creatures. Like K. Diddy just gave you his truth. He said, I am a work in progress. So we put faith in these people.
Who are flawed.
Who are flawed. And we act as though we expect them not to be flawed, when from Jump Street you have to deal with people from the notion that they are flawed. That we all have issues, that we all have demons that we are born with or that were given us or that we developed on our damn own, self-inflicted. But then we act as though we're so shocked and surprised and appalled when these flaws reveal themselves. Sort of like a young lady engaging in a relationship with a brother who already got 4 kids that he don't take care of. Now you're pregnant by him with number 5, and you thought suddenly things were going to change about this young man. His track record showed you who he was, who he's trying to be. Why did you put your faith in this young man becomes the question, or this young woman? Check it out. We're going to leave that alone just for a moment, and we're going to take a quick little break, and I'm going to let KD finish with his sardines and his Vienna sausages, and we're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to discuss faith just a little bit more.
Don't hate on
you know how we do.
Vienna sausage.
You got issues, I swear.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology. Who is she and what is she to you? Available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy, let's go.
Mighty, mighty Mr. Al Green, so tired of being alone. Welcome back to the show. Can I play it? Play your boy, Pretty Tone, back on live with you, along with, you know, K. Dizzle, the usual suspect. We're talking about faith today. We're talking about faith and what the things that we put faith in, the things that we tend to believe in, the things that we tend to ingrain in our mind, certain thoughts, even from yesteryear, certain things that we were taught by our parents, which we assume to be the truth of life, by, you know, our parents teaching it to us, and we have put faith in these beliefs, but these beliefs at their core are flawed, and sometimes we don't know it because these are things we have grown up hearing and believing and listening to, and these are the things that we put faith in. But why? One of the keys to life, one of the greatest keys that I've discovered to this life is that you constantly question things, re-examine things. First and foremost, yourself. You always, like they say, check yourself to understand where your faith is coming from. What do I believe in? K. Diddy asked earlier, do people even have faith anymore? And that's a very good question. Now, K. Diddy, I know you're down at the courthouse. But could you please block it out, the background, please, sir?
We're trying to bail out of jail, man.
I want to read a quick little quote from a little book that is called The Success Book. It says, every single experience in my life, whether good or bad, is created out of the vibration of my consciousness. The higher the vibration, the greater degree of good that comes into my life. I want to make sure I embed that in your thought process today. Make sure the things that you're putting your faith and your belief in are based upon things that are good for you, things that can sustain you. Make sure if you believe in money, because they have some people that money is their religion, make sure you're not only good at getting it, but you're good at keeping it and ensure that it always comes to you. If love is your religion, you cannot be a bitter person and expect love if negativity is what you're putting out of your consciousness. In yourself at all times to ensure that you're being the best human being that you're possibly capable of being. Too many of us don't strive for that anymore because we fall into this frame of mind where it is what it is. I too have been guilty of that on numerous occasions. But I go into thoughts and I go into meditation to question myself and say, did I truly put forth the effort that I need to ensure the best outcome of what I'm dealing with? Did I have enough faith in myself to undertake this task and accomplish it, or I half-assed step into it? A very dear friend of mine, his favorite quote is, consciousness is your only reality. And a lot of the faith that we put in things are based on our consciousness, our thoughts, our thought process. What are you thinking about? What is the next person thinking about? How much faith are you placing? Are you placing too much faith on somebody or basing your faith based upon somebody else? But when they don't live up to this pedestal that you've put them on, you want to be disappointed. Out there in the cosmos for you. What is out there in this life for you is what we're talking about today. Faith. K. Diddy believes in his Vienna sausages and his sardines because he speaks of them all the time.
A wise man once said, disappointment comes with expectation.
Ah, but does that mean we should not have expectations, K. Diddy?
Well, faith creates expectations.
You see, I knew you were smarter than you acted, brother.
Yeah, we had some super Vienna sausage with some extra powerful barbecue sauce, so it's a brain's working overtime today.
Absolutely.
But, you know, faith creates expectations because with having faith, you normally expect a positive outcome. I mean, that is the belief for any rational individual.
Well, well, well. The words of wisdom have finally showed up. Now,
yeah.
I know you deep like that, brother. I know you deep like that. Now, I also want to make sure I take a quick little side. Every week, I always like to express how much we here at Can a Player Play appreciate all our listeners. Every week, it still amazes me. And I must tell you that by y'all having that much faith in us to take, the tens of thousands of people who take time out of their lives to listen to our little show has actually helped make me a better person because I want to make sure that I put something on the ear that's worthwhile, something that we want to, this is our therapy session because ain't nobody up on this show perfect, dealing with our own issues, but we're coming to you each. Present a little bit of light into the darkness that tends to overwhelm us at times. Now, the game that we give y'all might come in a different version, how you expect it, or, you know what I mean, didn't expect it, but we still try to bring you something. We try to bring you jewels. We're trying to bring you a tidbit of knowledge through as K did with all of it, to examine your star players and make sure your star player is living up to their potential in this life. Keep your star player in focus. But some of y'all put faith in a star player who's not seeing you back in the mirror. Your star player has to be you. Your star player can't be next man or next woman, and you're putting all your expectations and all your faith and all your insecurities, you're pouring into somebody else because you're trying to pass the buck, as they would say, pertaining to the decisions in your life. And if this person doesn't measure up, your faith is tested. You should have put a measure of that faith into yourself. You should have put a measure of that faith into life. Life is the greatest teacher. Each day that you get up, each day that you're awakened, be appreciative. And put faith in the fact that, trust me, somebody is out there orchestrating. As a matter of fact, I'm insulting myself by saying somebody, because somebody is the way our human mind wants to interpret it. This is far greater than us, but a universal life force is out there that constantly is orchestrating life, the creation of life and destruction of life, which is a path of the process of life. Place faith in the universal life force, whatever name you want to give it, that created us all. Be a cautious optimist when it comes to your affairs of the heart, business, and stuff of nature dealing with human beings. They are prone to fail you, but that does not mean you still do not give them a chance. Blindly place your faith in things that you do not have not earned the right to claim that faith. You're setting yourself up for failure. That's why many relationships end in failure. We don't have enough faith in each other. And you can use the word relationship pertaining to anything, whether it's a lover, a business partner, your child. We have not built enough faith in each other, and we have not earned enough stripes from each other for the faith to grow. First and foremost, place some faith and trust in yourself. K. Diddy, put the sausage down and talk to the good people, sir. Tell these people about rising to the occasion, sir, no matter how many times you've been kicked down.
Well, life is going to knock you down, you know, and if you're spiritual and going to come from that side, you know, to get to the other side, you're going to be tested. You're going to be put through some things. You're going to have to be prepared. And the only way you're going to be prepared is you're going to go through some stuff. Yeah, it's going to be rough. Yeah, you're going to think it ain't going to be no tomorrow, but you're going to think you're going to make it. But he's not going to put more on you than you could bear, you know. And if you believe that and have faith in that, you know, you could pull yourself up and things going to be all right. But, you know, a lot of times you can look at it another way. People say it's lonely at the top. Yeah, that's right. You can quit, but it's a whole lot harder to win than it is to quit. So you can either look at the glass two ways, either it's half empty or half full. You know, we don't kind of play. Choose to look at the glass as half full. So it's your choice out there, what you want to have faith in, what you want to believe in. Only you can direct your star player. So if you have any problems with that and you need some other advice, call your boy, K. Dizzle, the Elixir of Love. Holler at your boy, Pretty Tony, and we'll hope we can direct you in the right direction.
Hold on. We got somebody trying to jump in here. 111, we welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Forget Pretty Tony and K. Diddy. Talk to me.
Hey. Well, talk about Ghost of Christmas Past. If it ain't Mr. Joe from Montana.
Yeah. I would be back sooner, but I always get treated like an illegitimate stepchild.
Oh, man.
You know that's true.
We gotta improve the faith that we have in you then, brother.
Hey, you know what?
Well, the truth be told is since Joy went on her hiatus, we really ain't heard from Joe, Tony.
No, like I'm here because of Joy. Like I came only because of Joy.
Well, I know you didn't want to. We know you didn't want the listeners to really know that, but you said it yourself.
Uh huh. Yeah. You try to set that up, but guess what? I didn't call for it.
Joe, share some words of wisdom with us, brother, as you hear us talking.
Hey, you know what? The show, the topic that you got tonight is, of course, interesting because most of the time you have interesting topics. But you know what? I missed is the topic that you had, I guess, the week before, and even the week before that, when you're talking about. I thought you were in my corner. But you're not. I wish I was at that show. This show is about faith, and I'm not a, you know, I'm a guy that believes in science. I don't believe in faith.
Well, no, but you have
faith
in science.
Well, let me ask you a question. You believe in science, but when you're working on a project and isn't the process between you starting on this project to a completion, is there's no faith in there that that's going to become successful, the outcome, whatever it is you're working on?
Yeah, based on cost-benefit ratios, yeah.
Yes, sir, and that we're discussing. That's why we want, I said it earlier in the show, even though we're discussing faith, it can be faith in whatever you believe in. We didn't put any limitations on it. Because I hate limitations on the word faith. Because you have faith in science is what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
And that's what we're discussing. We're discussing faith in human beings, faith in whatever you believe in. Some people, their faith is in money. Some people,
I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be mainly a religious show. Okay.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay.
Your driving mechanism, whatever propels you.
You know?
All right.
Tell me a little bit about your faith in science, Joe. What led you to believe so deeply in that wonderful little quote?
I believe in evidence. I think you and I and Diddy, we've had this discussion about something with regards to aliens, how a lot of people believe in aliens, and I say, look, I don't disbelieve in aliens, but they have to tap me on the shoulder in order for me to really believe in them. Just like I don't believe, I'm an agnostic. I don't believe that there's a Catholic God, but I do believe there's a possibility that there could be a God. But if there is a God, it sure as hell isn't Mother Teresa.
I'll give you that much, because that's what we were discussing earlier, is human beings, it's only faith we can put in them, and then people always tend to build individuals and characters up and put them on pedestal, and when they fall, you act as though you're surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. It's the same. We all say figure out things just the way that, you know, as we evolve as human beings. So how much can you put in that? And I completely agree with you on the issue of the Catholic Church. You know, we're going to piss a few people off.
Good.
But they've made it about the pomp and the pageantry, mm-hmm, and a belief in the institution. Screw all else that's going on. Have faith in just what the institution tells you and follow blindly.
There you go. Yeah. And I'm not for that. You know,
not at all.
You know, I believe that people should think for themselves. You should include logic, critical thinking, and that's where science comes in. Science basically just boils down to have evidence for what you believe in. So without evidence, that doesn't mean that a lack of evidence means that something is not true. Like, for example, there could be UFOs, could be space aliens, all right? There's no evidence that I've seen. Doesn't mean that these things don't exist. But without evidence, nobody can actually absolutely say that they exist. They can say there's a possibility. That's part of logic. That's part of critical thinking. That's part of science. But a lot of people say, God, the Catholic God, exists. Absolutely. Satan, his arch enemy, exists. Absolutely. I had, you know, in these discussions about the political candidates, this man is absolutely honest. And I go, okay, fine, sure, whatever.
The whole thing's in question. Yes, sir. So you see, you're still added to the topic of the show because, and as a matter of fact, just because you're here, Joe, you know, we're gonna stay constant. Even that the topics that you mentioned earlier still comes back to faith from a couple weeks ago. Because you put faith in somebody to believe that they're in your corner.
Oh, I'm glad you're switching over. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that's so important to relationships. I mean, you should have faith in your partner, right? You should have confidence in your partner. But I have to tell you something. The way human nature is, it's very, very hard unless they actually prove it. Because a lot of us, we go by, you know what, she is so sweet, she's so nice, she's so good in bed. But that's today. What happens if you piss her off tomorrow? Take a look at the people who get divorced. Take a look at the people who put their sex tapes on the internet because they're pissed off at the sex partner. Right? Whoever loved you today can hate you tomorrow. So,
Hey, expose all your dirty lines. Right?
Yeah.
So
my faith is in me. I've never let myself down. My faith is in me.
And that's good faith to have, you know, even though some people might describe that as a bit of narcissism. But, hey, I ain't calling you a narcissist, Joe. I'm just saying.
That's not part of that illegitimate redheaded stepchild syndrome that you like to heap on me, is it? Is it, Tony? Huh? Okay.
Nah, Joe. Not at all, because I will tell you something. I believe each of us should have a measure of narcissism to us because it keeps things in focus. Too many times we let that which is within our realm drift off into other people's control, while if we were just a little bit narcissistic about it, we would be tempted close to the vest, and as all of us like to say, be closer to keeping things focused, be closer to keeping things on the right level if we get close to the vest.
So
a little bit of narcissism at the end of the day, a little bit of me, myself, and I, are we hurting? Truth be told, it's when you go overboard, because even with narcissism, you have to have faith in yourself. You believe that all things flow through you.
Well, that's why you have Diddy as a partner, because he's not narcissistic whatsoever.
No. Mr. Tate, he's very selfish. He is so humble and to a fault aren't you, K. Diddy?
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes. He's written the guidelines, the canons for all the religions out here. He's so humble.
I am.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on one thing, man. I don't know how the Catholics get to raise so much hell, man, because I can't picture all these gay people burning all the witches and stuff. So, I mean, they just didn't have a run on some things.
Yeah,
again, it comes back to how much faith have we put into the institution of Catholicism.
Too much faith.
Pop up too much faith, because you cannot follow anything in life that you follow blindly means that you have put faith in something else and not enough faith in the process, as Joe would say, of logical, where you're allowed to question things. And that is the basis of life, because one is to believe in God. God gave everybody free will, right? Free will would permit you to say, okay, this is what I think about this. I don't think about this. Am I correct, gentlemen?
Yeah, but you know what's an interesting part about that is that if God gave us free will, now this is the part that proves to me that, for example, neither you nor Diddy nor myself, we would like it if all of a sudden we found ourselves under a dictatorship, you know, martial law. If the cops were allowed to bang down the doors and drag us out of our homes, that's a dictatorship. But why is it that this supernatural being, which is supposed to love us, why is it that we are not allowed, through our free will, okay, to do our thing? Because if we do our thing and it displeases him, where do we go? Straight to hell. That's not free will.
Well, you know what the argument going to be to that, Joe, is? argument to that is going to be that you had free will and you strayed off the path. And that's why you're going through the trials and tribulation, and that's all to get you back on the correct path, which was the path that he set for the in the beginning. That's going to be the argument to that.
I know. And there's going to be another argument, like God works in mysterious ways. And, you know, you're too simple-minded to understand this stuff. But I say, look, compared to a God, if he exists, we are 1,000,000% more stupid than he is. Okay, he's a million times, billion times more intelligent than we. But we are intelligent enough to know about contradictions. If this man is all-powerful, all man, creature, whatever, if he's all-powerful, all-good, all-merciful, all-knowing, then if he knows that we're going to commit something which is displeasing to him, and he allows it through our free will, and he's going to condemn us to hell, then he can't be all-loving and all-merciful because he's allowed one of his creatures to go to hell. And that free will argument only reinforces my argument about this thing is a dictator. Now, why should I follow the dictates of a dictator?
Well, I guess in this particular incident, the dictator was supposedly your creator.
And I say, F that. If he created me.
Look at you. Look at you trying to upset the good Christian people who believe. Say that, Joe. What
no,
is wrong
let him,
with you?
Let him call in. Please. You know, and the
Hold
worst
on.
Person, the worst person is the Catholic Bible thumper, because he's gonna, he or she's gonna preach all the way from here to wherever, you know. They'll take the communion. They'll go to confession on Friday. They'll take the communion on Sunday, and like the mafia, they'll kill you on Monday. So I don't want to hear about these Christian Bible thumpers and how you're a heretic. Goddamn right, I'm a heretic.
Oh, Joe, I love when calling because you most certainly stir it up on this show. Don't go nowhere, Joe, because I'm going to treat you like my illegitimate stepchild.
Oh, here right we go. Here we go. I'll be put on hold for another half an hour.
No, sir, you hold on. You don't go nowhere. You stay right there for one moment.
Okay.
We'll be right back on the other side.
All right.
Thinking you want me. Hey, yo, God. up, you got me thinking you want me.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show, your boy Pretty Tone, back live on Can a Player Play. K. Diddy, the usual suspect, and of course my man Joe from Montana called in and done kicked it up a whole nut. Because Joe basically said, screw the Catholic Church. And you, I told him, you can't be saying that, Joe. You're going to upset the good Christian folks out there. So I'm going to let him finish his thoughts. Joe, why did you say screw the Catholic Church, sir?
Well, because they're full of crap. It's a whole institution that's all about controlling people. Any institution that talks about some supernatural being without giving any evidence about whether or not that thing exists is all about control, okay? If you take a look at the Buddhist religion, it's supposedly a religion, but it's not supernatural. It also, one of its precepts, is to tell its practitioners, don't believe me all the way. Find out for yourself. I happen to like that kind of concept. But the Catholic Church gives these admonitions to people about, if you don't believe what we say, you're going to hell. So they brainwash the kids into believing that this wondrous thing is out there that loves them but will condemn them to hell if they do something bad. But you've got free will, so it's your fault. So they got us all brainwashed. The Mormon Church has us brainwashed. The Protestants aren't that bad. Jewish guilt has us brainwashed. A lot of people are brainwashed because why? They never want us to use logic or critical thinking. Do you know that Galileo, he had to lay low for 8 years before he let it be known that the sun, that we revolve around the sun and that the universe does not revolve around Earth? That's how bad it was.
Yes, but one can say that in this day and age, my dear friend Joe, that measure of a power no longer bestowed upon the institution of the Catholic Church. And most of the time when the Pope says, most of us are like, it's neither here nor there. But I suppose true Catholics take it to heart, right?
No, Catholics live and die for the Pope. The Vatican City is an independent nation unto itself.
Absolutely. Most people don't know that. Got their own bank, police, the whole nine.
Right. They are also one of the richest municipalities in the world. How come the Pope, why is he rich? If he's supposed to be preaching obedience to God and giving up material things for God, you can't reach heaven.
How many times have you guys heard me say, he who creates the game made the rules?
No, you're right.
So now,
let's
say, if we're questioning the institution of churches, does that mean we don't have to say anything? Because I'm going back to one of your first comments, Joe, when you said that even though you have seen evidence of a God, you still don't rule out the possibility that
right.
it could be one. That is
right.
a very fair response.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything is possible.
Right.
And you know, I, for one, am a very spiritual person. I have issues with the whole institution of, I definitely have issues with the Catholic Church, but the institution of religion, period, I have issues with because it is too limiting. As it tries to say, to limit our thought process. But what I have no doubt about is that there are things far greater than we are ever able to conceptualize in our mind out there, because
the universe as we are going to see for itself. The length, breadth, and scope of creation goes far beyond anything that one could place into religion. But I have faith in the fact that something, an entity far greater than whatever we could put into words, creates, but is not in the business of taking time to deal with human emotion. We're not that special. That's the standpoint that I approach it from.
Mm-hmm.
To think that somebody who can create millions and billions of something that creates millions and billions of planets and all the rules that we think apply here apply does not apply in the cosmos.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the very
right.
thing, even, mm-hmm. even the very thing we call gravity, which we all, without gravity, we would be nothing. Once you go into it, scientists, as they call it, dark energy now, has flipped that entire theory on top of its head because the universe is still pushing out, not contracting in.
Mm-hmm.
So one has to believe, okay, are these all coincidences? Are these just some random sequence of accidental happenings that are occurring? Or is it being orchestrated by a life force far greater, as you said earlier, a million, trillion times bigger than what we could ever see or understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like my thoughts to be restricted by placing boundaries around it and say, well, if I don't believe in this book, because some of the greatest evil that man has ever committed has been in the name of faith and religion.
Mm-hmm.
And God and Allah or whatever name you want to you put on it. But our actions at the end of the day, it's sort of like when somebody believes a pastor, and then you find out that the pastor got four baby mamas in the church.
Yeah.
Why are you shocked? Or in the case of Eddie Long, four boyfriends in the church. Whatever, you know, we're going to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why should you be that shocked? What makes him so special? No, that is the faith he has put in him. Too much of it. And he has grown drunk on that faith because that faith has converted into power. And
all
power
this,
corrupts.
Power
corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
But all that stuff is just terms that man gave to put on top of BS. All that shit is sick. They know it. The congregation know it. The preacher know it. They all know it. They all in denial. And they all BSing they self. And somebody somewhere in that congregation had to know that shit before it was exposed. You know what I'm saying? It's been going on for a while. You know, people just need to start telling the truth about some shit.
Well, they do. I mean, they try, but what happens is that people are brainwashed. Take a look at what happened with Jones down there. Where was it, in Guyana, where he had 75 people drink the Kool-Aid?
There you go. The people down in San Diego who all took themselves out because Halley's Comet was coming, and they all got dressed to get on the comet.
Yeah.
And drank the Kool-Aid. So it comes back to what are we placing our faith in?
People don't have enough faith for themselves. Did I tell you or did you ever read or hear about the story where John Stossel set up a sort of a sting on his TV show? He was talking about how gullible people are. He set up a convention. He set out some invitations to people, and they arrived at the hotel coming, which they thought was to a religious convention about a new Messiah. So what happened was this new Messiah was an actor. He was just there to tell people, I have this new religion. I am your new Messiah. And a yada, 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 and it went on for about an hour or so. Then he signed up a whole bunch of people from the audience. And then John Stossel comes out and says, okay, basically you've been punked. And he finds out, you know, and these people said, oh, my God, yeah, I totally, totally bought it. Now, that's not the punchline, okay? Something like, I don't know, 80%, 90% of the people signed up for this new religion. What happened afterwards was that even when they found out that this guy was a phony, this guy goes back to his dressing room, something like three or four people go back to his dressing room, and they say to him, I know that what you're not the real Messiah, but we'd like to follow you anyway. Now, how gullible is that? How much do we need other people to think for us that we don't have faith in our own thought processes?
And that's what it comes to. I one of my big things in life is I tell people all the time about sheep and shepherd. Sheep and shepherd. And so many people out there are sheep. Because to promote your thinking process, to expand the scope of knowledge that you intake, it is so limited. And as a matter of fact, truthfully, you know, conspiracy theory time, there is a reason that the innovation and thought process has been corralled. It's because so that those in power can enjoy the fruits of being in power while the rest of us run around like hamsters on the wheel till our hearts give out.
We're all working drones. We're all working bees. They want us to be like that. I happen to believe in the so-called conspiracy of the New World Order because the proof, there's a documentary, which is 2 hours long, where the first half hour has to deal with it, about corrupt government. The first half hour is talking about politicians from around the planet, like, what was his name, George Brown, he used to be the Prime Minister of England, George Bush back in the 90s. I have the transcript of Joe Biden and other people. Politicians admitted that there is such a thing as a new world order. At least this is what they want, a new world order. So maybe the new world order isn't here yet officially, but the corruption in government sure makes me feel like there might be a new world order.
Once again, putting too much faith in politicians. They are magicians, smoke and mirror con artists. I lump all of them into the same, the pastorites, I like to call them. All the pastorites, all the politicians, everybody with the smoke and the mirror to take you away from the element of thinking. We're putting too much faith in things that are based upon things that are not for our benefit. Because when you put your faith, and you know what, we're going to do a part two to this show. Wow. But next week, Joe, you know, I know you're an international man of mystery. But call in next week. We're going to do the part two to the show. The conversation is very interesting. Next week, we're going to have on Mr. Joaquin Hawkins, who has the Hawks Hoop Foundation. They're putting together a toy drive in Los Angeles with a comedy show at Laugh Factory.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, you know, Hawk was a former Laker, former Globetrotter, and a bunch of other teams that also is a stroke survivor that's back doing some big things.
And we're going to talk to him, and we're going to get back into this conversation about we're putting faith, and we hopefully, the ever-controversial Joe from Montana will join us.
And I feel like... How come you guys, did you guys ever have two-hour shows? Because something in my mind always thinks of you guys as having two-hour shows.
We used to have 90-minute shows,
so we
brought it down to 60. But I think when I have topics like this, I stretch it out to 90 minutes. I want to make sure we give a shout-out to the sponsors of the show, World Movement Records, World Movement Publishing, www.worldmovement.com. Y'all know about the books. Don't forget your boy. Join the movement. We love y'all. Catch us again next week. And we're going to have the part two to this show. And we'll hear what y'all got to say. Nothing but love for you. For real, dog.